The new country, 96.3. Second
date update.
We got Tyler on the line. Tyler had a great first date with Bree, but no second date, so he asked if we could help him out, and we're going to see if we can get him that elusive second date. Tyler, first of all, tell everybody how you met Bree.
Well, you know, the age-old story of Tinder.
Yes, you met on Tinder, okay.
And, you know, I've been on it a bit, so I've gone on a few dates, and Bree and I had a great date. We went to a restaurant and really hit it off and was kind of surprised when she didn't call me back. And then after I tried to text her a couple times, I was like, oh, okay, I'm getting ghosted. So I'm just trying to figure out why.
Did anything go wrong on the date? We always ask, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we split the check, which I offered to pay, but that's the only thing I could think of was, like, maybe that was the indication that she wasn't interested.
Oh, okay. So you did offer to pick up the whole tab, and she asked if you would split it, and you took her up on that offer.
Well, look, no matter what date I go on or who I'm on a date with, my mom raised me to always pick up the tab on the date. So that's just kind of where I come from.
Okay. But you did split it with her, I'm asking, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
All right.
Not that may have not even been it.
No, yeah.
All right. Well, let's give Bree a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this Bree?
Yeah.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show on New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Sure.
The reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update. And people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason never progressed to a second date. And we got a call about you.
Oh, no.
Surprise.
Yes. Do you remember going out with Tyler?
Yeah, I do.
Well, he said you guys had a great date. Then he said he never heard from you after that.
Yeah. Well, so the problem was, I don't think he remembers that we've technically gone out twice.
What? Hold on. You guys have gone out twice?
Yeah, like a year ago we went out before COVID hit, and I don't think he remembers that.
Okay, wait a second.
Oh, wow.
I want to make sure I get this right here. So you went out a year ago, and then he said he met you on Tinder. So when he swiped on you, you're thinking he had no idea that he had already gone out with you.
Well, I didn't know if, like, so, like, when we went on the first date, like, everything was fine a year ago.
Okay.
So when I never heard back from him, I assumed, oh, maybe something just happened because, like, COVID.
Sure, yes.
So everything just got crazy. So when I matched with him again, I thought, oh, maybe he, like, just refound me. Maybe he lost my contact info for the first time.
Okay, yeah. Oh. But then when you went out with him, you're saying that you realized that he didn't know you guys had gone out before?
He had no idea. And I dropped so many hints.
Oh, you never even told him?
No, because I figured he would bring it up if he remembered. And then it became obvious that he didn't. Like, we kept talking, and I literally, we had one of the same conversations we had the first date, where I kept dropping hints, like, oh, maybe we could go do this on, like, a second date or something. And it's something he had told me he liked to do the first time.
Ouch. That's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, so you met on Tinder this time. Am I correct in assuming you met on another dating app or something previously?
Yeah, we met on Match the first time.
Okay, all right. Well, Tyler's on the other line. Can we bring him in on this conversation and let him know that you guys have already met and that's why he didn't call him back?
Oh, my God, okay.
Tyler, are you there?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm here. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, you didn't remember anything.
Well, I mean, now I do, obviously, but
Tyler, do you really remember going out with her the first time?
No, I don't. I really don't. But I remembered you this time, and it was a great date, and I mean, did you change anything? Have you, like, a haircut or glasses, or did you have glasses?
I mean, I did change, like, one thing. I got a boob job since we last met, but that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, technically, that's two things, but...
I mean, it doesn't matter. You still don't remember anything else from the first date, like, actual first date.
Could this be why you swiped on her again a second time, Tyler, after not being interested the first time going out with her?
No. I mean, come on, that'd be awful. But I think it was more like some time had passed and I got to know myself better, and then the time the frame of the pandemic and everything on pause, we had a chance to kind of get to know each other you know, really for the first time.
So how about that, Bree? Now that Tyler knows himself better on your second time you've gone out that he doesn't remember the first time, if you'd like to go out with Tyler a second time, we will pick up the tab. Any interest?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. There's a reason I didn't call him this time.
Okay, all right. Bree, we really appreciate coming on the air with us. You're a good sport to be part of the show this morning.
Okay.
All right. Tyler, can Michelle and I offer a suggestion?
Yeah.
Earlier this week, we had someone who wrote a dating blog and wrote down notes about all their dates. Perhaps that would assist you.
Yeah, or name tags at least.
Catch Second Date Update live. Stream Hawkeye in the Morning on NewCountry963.com or by using the New Country 96.3 app.
And join us for more fun with our Best of Hawkeye in the Morning podcast and our new Travel with Hawkeye podcast, available on our website, HawkeyeInTheMorning.com/podcast. That's HawkeyeInTheMorning.com/podcast.